Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. It was a good win tonight.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, this is a Union team that gives us a little bit of a different look. I mean, right out of the gate, Grady Gardner, one of the talented junior guards for Union, had a sweet stroke. I mean, it was a close game early on, and then about midway through that second quarter, it seemed like you guys finally took control on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, he is a good-looking player. We've seen him in the summer, and he torched us in the summer. And we knew we just needed – I think once we started taking away his left hand, I think we took him out of the ball game. Just didn't seem like he looked for his shot or got his shot off as much as he was – to start the game, he was getting whatever he wanted. And we just talked in the timeout that we had to take away that left hand of his. Once we did that, I thought we were a lot better.
As far as the bigs for this Union team goes, a little bit different than what we saw from Juan Diego on Saturday, Joey Sampson and Lucas Forsythe. Not as tall. They have some good size, and so it kind of just gave us a different look, Coach, as to what you can see in the post. And once again, the front court played very well.
Yeah, I mean, Union's always going to bring the physicality when you play them. I mean, they're one of those teams that night in, night out, you know, doesn't matter what kind of basketball players they have, they're going to bring the physicality on the basketball floor. And I thought we stepped up and matched that physicality again tonight like we did Saturday with Juan Diego. I'm extremely happy with our undersized bigs that I think they play bigger than what they actually are. And they're not tall and they're not beefy, but they play hard and they don't give up much. And so, again, Bo Cook tonight down there playing hard. I mean, Luke got in foul trouble to start the game off, so he sat a while, but then he gets back in the ball game and he doesn't give an inch to anybody. I thought Brett came in and played well for us. He gives us that big body. It's a clumsy big body, but he gives us a big body. And then Kyson, you know, Kyson's going to do some good stuff for us. We just need to keep working. We need to find our rhythm and find what we need to do. But, again, I'm extremely happy with the way our guard play was tonight. I thought we ended up defending well, even though 50 points is too much for me. But, you know, I thought overall it was a good win for us.
Yeah, if you look defensively, Coach, in this game, there are some kids that can shoot the ball. Boone Latham for Union. He struggled tonight to shoot. A lot of that was because of the rotation that you guys had defensively. Same with Gardner. When you look at the way the team played out of the 2-3, were you happy with the rotation, specifically on the perimeter where Union really never got going?
Yeah, we use our speed extremely well. Sometimes we're second down a little too low. We don't need to go from one side clear over to the other side when we can just stay out. If we have a guy covered, I don't need two guys covering one. So we just need to recognize that, you know, but they play so hard that as soon as the ball's passed, they're wanting to go that way and get there. And a lot of times we already have a guy there, and so we just need to stay where we're at and be patient. But, you know, it's hard to fault effort, and I'm never going to tell the guys to stop playing hard. We just need to play smart when we're playing hard, and we're getting there. Again, a good win for us tonight, and I'm just happy overall. I mean, I think we swept all four games from Union today, so that's, you know, that's great basketball for Emory High School.
And when you talk about the kids playing hard, Luke Stilson picks up fouls early, but none of them were cheap. I mean, they were hustle fouls.
Yeah, you're not going to get a cheap reach-in foul at the midcourt line from anyone on our team. You know, they're going to be fouls that are down there banging on the boards, trying to take a charge or something, you know, that is trying to help our team. And, you know, we're not going to give you a bunch of cheap fouls, and that's just the way this group is. And you know, that's the way we're built, and that's the way we're going to stay up with our mentality.
Final score tonight, Emory 66, Union 50. Emory now 2-1 on the season. And, Coach, just a moment ago you talked about giving up 50 points, that being a little too much. You guys did put up 43 offensively in the first half, and it kind of, I mean, you're in the flow of the game. You're not really paying attention. You look up, boy, it's 43 points. What did you guys do offensively in that first half that you thought worked so well to put up that type of output?
I thought we ran the floor better tonight. I thought we got more out of our early offense than we've gotten so far this season, which is good. I'm just surprised that we only, you know, scored 23 points in the second half or whatever it was, because I thought we were running the floor extremely well in the second half as well. But, you know, we made some three-point shots again in the first half. You know, overall, I mean, I think we're doing a good job of taking what's given to us. I mean, if we can get the ball on the block, you know, I want the ball on the block, but if we have an open three, then we're going to take an open three. We've just got to continue to keep running the floor. You know, we have some athletic kids, and we just need to run the floor and utilize that athleticism. So, you know, it's a progress. It's work in progress, and I'm just happy with what we did tonight.
Over the last three games, one thing that's been highly consistent with this offensive squad is – Brazier has gotten a three-point shot to fall early. Is that by design? I mean, I think all three games, the first bucket has been a three from Brazier.
You know, no, that's just him being aggressive out of the gate, and, you know, that's what I like about him. I mean, he's ready to shoot, you know, in warm-ups. And if he has an open look, I'm never going to tell him to pass it up. And, you know, he needs to keep doing that for us, getting us off to a quick start. And everybody else, you know, I have to get on Bo a few times. He looks to pass out too much when he has the ball on the block. And he's as athletic as they get down low for us, and he needs to start taking the ball the hole a little more, shooting more free throws for us and things like that. So, you know, it's again, it's about everybody finding their role, and whatever that role is, you know, sticking with it. And it may be a new role every night. It just depends on who we're playing and who's hot and who's not. And I don't want anybody to get stuck in just, you know, I'm only here for this or that. I mean, it just depends on what we need that night.
Brazier finishes with 27, a game high. I believe only 12 of that came from beyond the arc. One of the things we noted during the broadcast, his ability to take the ball to the basket, and he didn't stray away from physicality tonight.
No, he got his legs taken out from him, you know, four or five times, and he's a tough kid, and those buckets didn't come easy, believe me. I mean, he's taking the ball down there, and he's leaping, he's getting up off the floor and getting bumped, and you know, but he's never going to complain. I mean, he's a great kid, and his athleticism is pretty hard to match.
Coach, now with this one in the books, we have one more game this week. Next on Friday, we're going to head to Camas, a game against South Summit. I look forward to this game every single year just based on the fact of the history between these two teams. It doesn't matter if it's regular season or if it's state tournament. We have seen some great basketball. And one thing that we know with South Summit, it's always a physical team that has a little bit of size down low.
Yeah, South Summit is extremely physical all the time. Going back to my days at Carbon, when we'd play South Summit, they were always physical with us. And, you know, I had a lot of teams that didn't like that physicality. So I'm excited to go back there and take a team that I know is going to compete and is not going to back down to that physicality. And, you know, they put some great basketball players out there, you know, all the time as well. So it's a great trip. It's a long trip for us to go up there. But again, it's a good team for us. That is a lot like the teams in our region. And, you know, I'm excited to go on the road again and play. We've had two home games here. It's good for us to get on the road and learn how to play away from home and play with the same intensity that we have here. It's been awesome. You know, our cheerleaders and our drill team are making a ton of noise here. You wouldn't know our gym is pretty much empty because our fans are loud and the drill team and cheerleaders are doing a great job for us. But, yeah, I'm excited about Friday night as well.
You talk about the long trip, Coach. There hasn't been an opportunity for one of those preseason tournaments where you get to travel and you get familiar with one another on the team, you know, out on the road. And so does that matter on a long trip?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always good to spend some time with guys. It's a little rougher this year, obviously, with the COVID stuff, that it's hard to stop and eat in certain places and do things as a big group, but you know, it's still good for us to spend the time away from here and bond a little bit on the road and go to other places. So again, it's you know, it's exciting. It's high school basketball. These kids are loving it.
You and I talked before the game. You said you focused on floor spacing yesterday at practice. Now you have one day before that South Summit game. What's the emphasis tomorrow?
We're going to get a lot of shots up tomorrow in practice. I'm sure we're going to have some guys who have some bumps and bruises from today. We had a lot of guys hit the ground pretty tough today. We need an intense practice, but it's not going to be a real physical practice tomorrow. A lot of shots, and we need to add some more out-of-bounds stuff. You know, we're still adding stuff. I mean, we've basically been running the same three out-of-bounds plays and the same offense and things like that for the first 2 weeks, and we need to start adding some set plays and some more out-of-bounds stuff. So we may add a couple things for tomorrow to work on for the South Summit game and then just to continue to work on our defense, because I do think sometimes we over-rotate too much in our two defense. And I don't like what I'm seeing out of our man when we have gone man. We need to get our butt down a little bit better and play better defense and not get blown by. But, you know, we'll see what challenge South Summit provides us, and then we'll adapt from there and work on what we need.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come on up. We'll see you at the game on Friday night in Camas, and congratulations on your first home win.
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it.